Great Country Q94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinor, and I am so happy this morning.
Because there's another person here?
Because you brought friends.
Yeah, it's great.
of course, Dunkin' Donuts is our sponsor. Did I say that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But Dunkin' Donuts, of course, is our sponsor, and I had to...
I don't think we've revealed on our live show yet that we've been sponsored again for another year.
We got extended. Season 5 is underway.
Who would have ever thought?
I know. And it was funny because when I was talking with Megan from Dunkin' about this, she did say she was going to maybe sometime bring some Maple Long Johns.
Well, it'll go to waste because she only needs to bring one because you're the only person going to eat it.
I'll eat like 3 of those.
Okay. Well, then she can bring 3 because nobody else here is going to eat them.
You know what? You brought friends today. You brought your new hire.
Yep.
Riley Scott. And Riley... this is your first test as a Prairie du Chien police officer.
Get it right.
Kyle, you can't fire him for his answer. I will protect you. The media will protect you. All right, Riley, very, very serious question. If there was a box of donuts sitting here and your only choice was maple Long John or chocolate Long John, which one would you pick and why is it maple Long John?
It's definitely not maple Long John.
All right, well, this interview is over. We have had a long-standing argument as to what is better, chocolate or maple Long Johns. What is your pick from Dunkin'?
I don't really go to Dunkin', to be honest with you.
Oh, man. All right, well, that's going to change now that you're an officer in Prairie du Chien. Probably going to change. I know you've only got a couple weeks under your belt, but I feel like that's going to change. What's your favorite type of donut in general?
Probably just glaze. More simple, I guess.
All right. We have new officer Riley Scott here. He said off air that he was preparing for this, that he was like a little nervous. Were you prepared to answer what your favorite donut was?
I was not. It was not on my list.
Well, welcome to Prairie du Chien. You did answer correctly, according to Kyle, that chocolate Long John is better than maple. So I won't hold you to that because you're an Iowan.
I am, yeah.
So now we can gang up on Kyle because there's 2 Iowans versus 1 Wisconsinite. You got nothing?
Listen, No, I don't have anything.
He's like, I can't insult the new officer yet. Ask Kyle about his Iowa coffee cup. I know it's his favorite.
I have a coffee cup. I lost a bet because Iowa scored 6 points once instead of 3 and beat Wisconsin, so...
And one time, Dwight had to take a pie to the face because Iowa beat Wisconsin.
Because I think Iowa scored 12 points at that game instead of 9.
You know what? It doesn't matter how many points they scored as long as it's more than the Badgers. Yeah. But, okay, going back to Riley here. You are from Iowa. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Lisbon, Iowa.
Okay. And so how did you wind up becoming a police officer in Prairie du Chien?
Well, we... always used to come to Prairie du Chien for rendezvous. My family was that type of family. I just like to kind of walk around the island and get the big jar of root beer. So we drove almost 2 hours for that every year. Then we'd always take a family picture down at the island on that little white tree.
Yeah.
And then we'd always see the officers down there walking around and they'd always talk to us. And when I moved to Arlington, Strawberry Point area, after I met my fiance, the goal was to always be a cop. And I saw this come open, and here we are.
Now, you were a listener of Coffee with Kyle, correct?
I was, yeah.
So I just want to point out that I helped you get a police officer. I helped you with your recruiting.
I would blame Dunkin' Donuts for that. So,
hey, this whole show was my idea, mainly because I was constantly texting Kyle questions, or I would be like, I have questions. And then you said, let's do a radio show about it.
It's a pretty good idea.
Well, we've talked about this before. There's a lot of chiefs around the state of Wisconsin that have piggybacked off of this and started radio shows.
# trendsetters.
Something like that.
We're influencers.
Yeah.
We're trendsetters. So you actually have a background. You worked in corrections, like at a prison.
I did, yep. I worked in Anamosa.
Which is one of the, I mean, the technicality of it, but that's one of the higher security prisons in Iowa.
That would be correct.
So going from that to, you know, law enforcement, and I know you've, you know, only been on the job a few weeks, but how has that change been for you?
It's different, but really it's kind of the same as the way I look at it. Just talking to people, really. Everybody's got issues. Helping people through issues is kind of what I like to do. In the prison, you always did that because a lot of times their family's not there. That they're accessible all the time. So just communicating, talking to people, really.
Hey, how often do I emphasize how important communication is?
Yeah, you said her favorite word.
There it is.
I often give Kyle a hard time because I'm like, you know, effective communication de-escalates a lot of problems. No problem has ever been caused by over-communication.
That's for sure.
I think this is your best hire yet. He's an Iowan. He likes communication. Slam dunk hire. Way to go, Kyle.
The one unique thing about Riley is he's the first person in my time with the police department anyways that was sponsored through the academy. Normally, we have folks who put themselves through the academy and then apply for jobs all over the state. Well, the times have changed now in policing in Wisconsin and really nationwide. And so Riley's that first employee that we paid his way through Southwest Tech to go through the academy. And so he had we actually hired him over a year ago. And he went.
I thought you were a myth for a long time.
Yeah.
A fragment of Kyle's imagination.
And then he went to school from January to July at Southwest Tech and just graduated the academy. So
just graduated the academy, and now you're working full time, right? On the streets?
I'm here full time. In FTO for 10 weeks.
Field training.
Field training, yep.
Correct. All right. So, well, welcome to Prairie du Chien. It's always good. You know, I said this when Tristan Kottman was here. It's always great when we have more Iowans in Prairie du Chien. Yeah. Makes me feel safer. Makes me just, I feel so much safer knowing there are Iowans patrolling the streets.
Are you a Hawkeye fan or a Cyclone fan?
He's going to say Panther fan and be correct. No.
Hawkeye fan.
Hawkeye fan?
Hawkeye fan, yeah.
See, we don't even ask that in our interview. That's probably a question I should add to our interview panel.
You definitely should add it to your interview panel. And if they say Panthers, they get promoted to lieutenant, sergeant, take your job.
I will admit Panthers not near as bad as a Hawkeye fan, but Panthers are the second best team in Iowa. We go Cyclones, Panthers, Peacocks, Hawkeyes.
He's going to wind up with a Panther cup before long. Well, welcome to Prairie du Chien. Welcome to Coffee with Kyle. Hopefully we will have you back, Riley. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor. And we have an extended version coming up. I think we're going to have 2 in 1 month, which is pretty impressive on our part.
Lots to talk about.
We have lots to talk about. We're going to talk about some area agencies. I mean, there was an assassination attempt.
Yeah.
We've got lots of things to talk about. We'll talk even more about the lady I know that murdered her husband.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll get that in.
Yeah.
So be listening or be watching for the extended version. It'll be posted on the WQPC website on Monday, WQPCradio.com. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien.